Monday Night Sport with me, Laura, Jeff and our guest presenter, Paul Shields. But first, if we can talk about a campaign that's launched this afternoon called Matt's Match. Now, 15-year-old Matt Herbert was diagnosed with leukaemia in December of last year and he needed to find a suitable bone marrow match for a life-saving transplant operation. The campaign is aiming to do exactly that. Now, his dad, Kevin, is a coach with the Old Northamptonians and the club chairman, Mark Russell, is here with me. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Tell me more about the background of this. I've mentioned that when he started to become ill, but tell me a bit more.
Yeah, Matt went into remission and went back to school at NSB towards the end of last term and had the summer off, went back to school in September, came back playing rugby. But unfortunately, in September, he went for his monthly checkup and it was found that the leukemia was back. And the only course of treatment now is a bone marrow transplant.
Which is harsh, and for a 15-year-old, he's sort of doing his GCSEs. I've seen quotes from him. He seems like a very kind of upbeat kind of boy. Is he?
Oh yeah, definitely. And the whole family through the rugby club have always helped. Like you say, his dad's a coach, but he was the secretary of the club. Mum helped, real club people, and they will be the first ones here now doing it for somebody else.
And so now you've launched this, and it's basically finding those donors, isn't it? That's the difficult thing now.
That's correct. There's a number of clinics going to happen in the town. The Saints and the Cobblers are behind us 100%. And there's a few clinics that are going to be going on. The first one is the Cobblers on Saturday the 21st. The Saints are doing one on December the 5th and December the 7th. And we're having one at the Owens Club on November the 26th.
And you were just telling me about numbers. How many people? If just somebody tells five people, then it quickly multiplies, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've challenged all the players at our club, all the minis and juniors players, there's 350 of them. I've challenged them all to try and get five people between the ages of 18 and 40 along to a clinic, which in itself is over 1,700 people. If all your listeners could spread the word, get five people along, it would soon multiply through the town.
And we don't know about DNA or anything like that at the moment because he's still going through some treatment, isn't he? So, but it's kind of getting as many people in the bank, as it were, ready for that moment.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And the tests, to stop some of the myths of the test, there's no blood taken at any of the clinics. It's a saliva test. And even on from that, if you are a potential donor, it's they don't take bone marrow from you. It's all from spare sort of stem cells you have in your blood. There's lots of details on mattsmatch.co.uk, his own website.
And tell me, Doctor Who is also involved in this campaign, is he not?
He certainly is, yes. Matt Smith lives about three doors away from our Matt Herbert, and they used to play football together. They're, friends, and Matt Smith has sent his message of support, as have